In the middle of an industrial neighborhood of Paramount in southeastern Los Angeles, a small family-owned factory makes the Zamboni, a machine that has become an intermission tradition for viewers of ice sports. Richard Zamboni, the company president and son of founder Frank J. Zamboni, says the device has many admirers, especially among hockey fans in the northern and midwestern U.S. states and Canada.
Years ago, we were at an event in Toronto, and people would come up. We'd had the old machine there and a new one that they'd get their picture taken on, and people would say, gee, what part of Canada was this developed in? And we'd say, sorry, disappoint you, it's from Southern California. They can't believe that.
The machine's development was tied to a series of challenges in the family business. In the 1920s, Zamboni's father and uncle produced ice for the many dairies in this California neighborhood. With the advent of electric refrigerators, they joined together with a cousin and used their ice-making equipment to build an ice rink. Called Iceland, it still operates today, 3 blocks from the modern factory. Zamboni faced a problem that all ice rink owners face. As skaters used the rink, its surface became rough. The traditional method of resurfacing, using ice shovels and hoses, was slow and cumbersome. Zamboni developed a self-powered moving machine to do the job better. The large wheeled vehicle is run by a single driver, who sits high atop the Zamboni and can resurface the ice in just a matter of minutes. Rotating blades smooth the ice as the machine cleans the debris and deposits a layer of water, which quickly freezes to leave a glassy surface. Figure skater Sonia Henny bought 2 early Zamboni resurfacing machines, and as she traveled around the country in the 1950s, ice arena owners were amazed at what they saw and placed orders themselves. The firm gained international notice when it provided 6 machines for the 1960 Winter Olympics at Squaw Valley, California. Today there are competing machines, but none has the flair or famous name of the original Zamboni. Richard Zamboni says the company has at least half of the ice rink market worldwide and most of the market in North America.
It's a bit difficult to get the exact numbers on that, but we know what we put out, and we try to track what the competitors are doing. And generally, we're the people, at least our name's out there. People know they come to us. Maybe some that they'll try somebody else's machine for a while, but we've been very fortunate. So many come back to us, and we feel we've got a majority of the share around the world.
He says the people he meets are sometimes surprised to learn that his name is Zamboni.
You know, in trade shows, I'm always fascinated. They say, oh, I didn't know that was a family name. Of course, we kind of kiddingly say, well, our name used to be Smith, but we changed it because it sounds good and the name was getting popular.
In reality, the Italian-American family has gained an unusual kind of fame with a specialized product. At trade shows and exhibitions, fans are full of questions.
People, they like to get their picture taken on the machine. Particularly the ladies at these shows, they'll say, gee, I'd like to drive one of those things. And so it's fun, and we get a kick out of it that they even recognize the name and keep it in a positive memory in their minds.
'Cause I wanna drive the Zamboni. I wanna drive the Zamboni.
A separate part of the business involves product licensing. So the famous family name, which is a registered trademark, appears on caps and T-shirts. The company also licenses tiny model ice resurfacing machines, and many were distributed in a recent promotion with McDonald's fast food outlets in Canada. Mr. Zamboni's father, Frank, died in 1988, but the family factory and skating rink keep Richard Zamboni busy. His oldest son, who, like the company founder, is also named Frank, runs a second Zamboni plant near Toronto, Canada. Visitors to the family ice rink in Paramount, California, can see the earliest model of the resurfacing machine built in 1949, as well as a modern Zamboni, which smooths the ice to a shimmering surface. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.